Your taxes hold the key.
It's tax time! Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships and employed persons with additional sources of income, file your income tax return for 2016 and estimated return for 2017 on or before March 15 and experience the upgrade with enhanced web services. TAJ has made it easier to file and pay online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Remember, forms, schedules, and instruction booklets can be downloaded from our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we take a look at widows and widows' benefits under the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. The widow and widower's benefit is payable to the spouse of a deceased NIS contributor or pensioner. Currently, nearly 20,000 Jamaicans residing here or overseas receive widows and widower's benefits. The payment of this benefit can be either for a short term, 1 year or more, or long-term for the life of the beneficiary, depending on the qualifying conditions. Persons eligible for a widow's or widower's benefit are a spouse who has been married for at least 3 years and whose partner has died, a spouse who has been in common law union for at least 5 years and whose partner has died is also eligible. Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus, says there are multiple factors that affect this type of pension.
The age of the woman when the pensioner dies, and whether or not there are any children younger than 18 years old. Now, for a female who is younger than 55 years old with no children younger than 18, that benefit is paid for 1 year. And that is because based on the age of the surviving spouse, that person will be able to work and to earn a livelihood. For a female, though, who is over 55 years old, is paid for life.
For a female younger than 55 years, but who has a child or children younger than 18, it's paid up until the last child reaches age 18. If the woman becomes 55 after the child turns 18, then the benefit stops on the child's 18th birthday. But if the woman turns 55 before the child's 18th birthday, the benefit continues for life. Other conditions that enable a widow or widower to qualify include being permanently incapable of work because of a prescribed disease, or a mental or physical disability, and/or being pregnant by her late husband or partner. If none of the above conditions has been satisfied, but the claimant and the deceased were married for at least 3 years or living together for at least 5 years, the benefit is then payable for 1 year only. Mrs. Magnus gives us the details of the application process for the widow or widow's pension.
Well, you submit the application form, you submit a proof of birth for the widows and widowers. You will have to submit it for those who got married, the marriage certificate. You also submit a death certificate where there are children involved who are younger than 18. You submit their birth certificate as well. In the case of a common law union, then clearly there will be no marriage certificate. However, our officers will conduct an investigation to determine whether or not there was in fact a common law union meeting the prescribed minimum 5 years.
The pension will cease if the beneficiary marries or enters into a new common law union. However, he or she will receive a lump sum amounting to 1 year's pension from the date of remarriage or new common law union. If the widow or widower is under 55 years old and without a child under 18 years old, he or she will be paid an amount calculated from the time of the new union to the end of that year. A person may also receive both a widow or widower's benefit along with his or her own old age pension. For more information and to access forms, you can visit mlss.gov.jm. That's it for Get the Facts this week. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Andre Palmer. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.